Hello, and welcome to the Newark City Schools Podcast, Episode 7. My name is Seth Roy, and I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Newark City Schools. We are speeding toward the end of the school year and high school graduation on May 31st at 10 a.m. at White Field. For this episode, I spoke with four seniors who will be walking across the stage later this month. These four students have been involved with drama, band, choir, athletics, student council, Key Club, and the Air Force Junior ROTC, and they are each excited for the next step. I spoke with them about all of their favorite parts of high school as well as their future plans. First, you'll hear from Cassie Summers, who has been heavily involved in music and drama at Newark High School. Then Isaac Wheeler, the class of 2014 valedictorian, who also ran track and cross country. Followed by Savannah Hottinger, the class of 2014 salutatorian, who's been on the cheerleading squad and involved in student leadership throughout high school. And finally, Cody Revercombe, a member of the junior ROTC program who's headed into the Army just after graduation. Thanks for listening.
My name is Cassie Summers.
I'm talking with Cassie because she's about to graduate at Newark High School. Cassie, what are some of the activities you've been involved in?
I've been involved in drama, band, choir, all heavily at some point or another. Mm-hmm. Choir and band have been all 4 years. Drama's been 3 years.
Okay. And in drama, have you been in... So you've been in a number of the plays and musicals?
I did tech for the plays, and then I was on stage for musicals.
Okay. What do you have in your 3 years? Do you have a favorite musical that you've been a part of?
I really liked All Shook Up last year because it involved me having to step outside of my comfort zone, and I haven't been able to do that before. Mm-hmm. So being able to be a character that was completely opposite of me was a lot more fun than just being myself mm-hmm. on stage.
Cool. And then in marching band, what instrument do you play?
I play the keyboards, and I did a lot of formal work, and I did a lot of complicated stuff, and it was in the front of the band, so I didn't march.
The pit.
Yep, the pit.
And then, of course, you're in choir and in women's chorale, mm-hmm. and you just performed at the state competition and got a superior. What, I guess, band and choir, for both of those, you do a number of competitions and concerts. What do you enjoy about doing the competitions or performing them?
I love the last rehearsal of before every competition, and then I love the competition itself, mostly because the last rehearsal, it's just the excitement and the adrenaline building up, and then all of that releasing when you perform on the stage, and that's it makes you feel, a lot of the time it just makes me feel really proud of what I do.
Mm-hmm. What, I guess you might say drama or band or choir for this, but what have been some of your favorite classes at Newark High School?
I mean, I really love choir. I mean, that's one of the things that I look forward to in the middle of the day. I just get to look at the clock and be like, oh, choir! And then I also get to look forward to band. My music classes are what I really look forward to. Mm-hmm. And if there's like a close second, I love my AP English class.
Okay.
Because I get really involved, and it's a great way to open up the day.
Okay. And with graduation coming up, do you know what you're doing after high school yet?
I'm going to Ohio State main campus, and then I'm majoring in music education.
Okay. Do you know whether you want to focus on vocal or instrument or...
Vocal at this point, I feel like I'm a lot stronger in that. I've sang for a longer period of time than for band. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaning more towards the vocal aspect, and I feel like I can help people a lot more with that.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
My name is Isaac Wheeler. I'm a senior at Newark High School.
Okay. And Isaac is graduating this semester or this year, and why don't you just talk a little bit about what activities you've been involved in at Newark High School?
I'm a cross country and track runner. I've done cross country for 4 years, track for two. I played baseball my freshman and sophomore year. I'm in the symphonic band. I have done that for freshman, sophomore, and senior year. Junior year, I was a percussion ensemble because of scheduling conflicts. I'm in Key Club. I'm in National Honor Society.
What, with National Honor Society, which emphasizes community service, and then certainly Key Club, which emphasizes community service, what has moved you to get involved in those groups, especially Key Club?
I think I'm a Christian, and so from the Christian faith, there's a lot of focus on service. Jesus was very service-minded himself, so that's a driving force behind that, want to serve others.
And then wrapping up, you talked about track. And by the time this runs, I think the track season will be over, but you're just now heading into sort of the postseason time frame. What do you enjoy about track, and what do you, last year having gone to the state tournament, what do you enjoy about this time of year in track?
This is when we start, you start to see times drop, hopefully, because you've been doing all the speed work, and actually we're starting the shorter speed work, some faster stuff. And so eventually in a couple of weeks you start to see your times come down, and that's always rewarding because you put all this work in and and you see some improvement at the beginning of the season just because of the off-season work, and then you see hopefully another drop towards the end, and that's always exciting. And what I like about track is how you race other people, but you also race yourself. And so it's about seeing how good you can do. And I mean, there's always the competition with other people elements, but you can't beat other people unless you can beat yourself. So
cool. And then also, I guess at graduation you'll be speaking. You're the valedictorian. So congratulations on that. Are you nervous at all about your speech? Have you started writing it?
My mom's been getting on me to start writing it. I think about it sometimes, and yeah, I'm kind of nervous. It's a lot of people to talk in front of, but but it should be. Hopefully, I'll do all right.
You get through it. What have been some of your favorite classes at the high school?
I'm a math and science guy, so I like. I'm in calculus, AP Calculus, BC. I really like that class, and I'm in AP Chemistry. I like that class, and like physics is fun. And I'm not much of an English fan. I never liked all the writing.
You're the polar opposite of me. Do you know what, you probably have an idea what you plan to do after high school?
I'm going to Cedarville University.
Okay.
Which we just decided yesterday officially, so
yeah.
I'm going to be a chemistry major.
All right. Somewhere that's not too far away from home, but a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you like about Cedarville? What do you there?
It's a good, strong academic Christian school, though. It's a conservative Christian school, but they're known for their academics at the same time. It was a larger Christian school than some, so it had some of the large school benefits with the small school benefits there, too. And it was, I liked the campus, the people were friendly, and so I just liked it there.
Cool. So have you gone to Newark your entire schooling career? What
Johnny
elementary?
Clem. John went
Clem?
To Johnny Clem.
Okay.
Since all through, I went through Johnny Clem, then went to Central Intermediate for fifth grade. And
okay.
That was, then they moved us all to, and we went to Liberty and then to the high school.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Savannah Hottinger, and I'm a senior here at Newark High School.
Okay. What are some high school activities you've been involved in?
There's been multiple throughout the year, but I've been in student council all 4 years, and I was president all 4 years, and this year I'm student body president. And then National Honor Society, I was a freshman mentor, varsity cheerleader, and captain of that, and just lots of things to get involved around the school.
Cool. For student council, what are some of the things that student council, some of the events that student council organizes?
Student council does blood drives. They organize the dances, like homecoming themes, decorations, prom and after prom, talent show where the money goes for pennies for patients, so they're all in charge of pennies for patients, and then Honor Society does the operation feed.
Right. And then for cheerleading, you do both
football and basketball.
Mm-hmm. Has there been anything through that, anything interesting or different places you've been able to go through cheerleading?
Yeah, cheerleading opens a lot of opportunities. Like, you get to meet people from different schools. You get to experience winning and losing and how to stay positive in both situations.
Do you do any cheer competitions?
This year was the first year that Newark did a competition in many, many years. And we beat Lancaster. That's all we beat, but in our conference. Wow. But it was the first year, and at least they figured out how things are going to go for next year. And they plan on doing it again next year.
And how was that experience doing? Because that's different than going and cheering for your team. Mm-hmm. How was the experience of competing against
them? It's definitely a different atmosphere because we had to do a dance and then a cheer in the middle of the dance and then another dance afterwards. So it wasn't really focused on, like, how loud you were or anything. It was more like motions, and we weren't really familiar with like the dance style of it, but I dance at Patty's Dance Center, so okay. It was a little more familiar to me, but they had to adapt.
Obviously, it's high school. What are some of your favorite high school classes that you've taken?
Two classes that I really love and would encourage students to do also. Speech and debate is one, because public speaking is a lot of people's big fear, and I don't know, it was really helpful because you have to do presentations in front of classes, and you're going to have to do stuff like that in college. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'd recommend to take a foreign language. I'm in AP Spanish this year, and I actually plan to stick with it, and I'm going to minor in Spanish.
Okay.
And I think it was really neat to, like, learn two different languages, like, be able to speak English and know some Spanish, especially since Spanish is becoming more popular in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to do any traveling, I guess, either with the school or even not with the school to a Spanish-speaking country?
I know that the school does do trips. Last year they did a Spain and France trip, and then next year they're going to Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally haven't been to a Spanish-speaking country, but I do travel with the chamber. Like, I went to Ireland and China my freshman year.
Speaking of going forward and taking that forward into college, what you're going to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm, main campus.
Do you have an idea what you're going to major in yet, or what you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm going to major in communications.
Okay.
And I'd like to go into, like, public relations.
Okay.
And I actually have an internship this summer at Licking Memorial Hospital with the public relations department and the development team.
Cool. Are you interested? Is there a certain area in public relations you're interested in, you know, either design or just...
Really, I like the journalism aspect of it, and my childhood career dream was to be a wedding planner, so, like, anything, like, event-wise, like, for companies or businesses.
Cool. We're a little bit away from graduation, but you're probably in the final stretch. You probably know how many days are left before graduation. What... are you excited about graduating, or are you excited about... leaving Newark High School? Are you nervous? What?
I think I'm ready for the school year to be over, but I don't think I'm ready for college yet. Okay. I'm ready for the summer experience, but I don't think I'm quite ready to move on, but I'll miss it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Earlier in April, you and a number of your classmates were recognized at the Earthworks, and then the Dispatch did a story about it. When you were in fourth grade, you helped to pass, or you advocated for a bill to turn the earthworks into a
prehistoric monument.
To have it designated. What do you remember about that experience back in fourth grade?
Yeah, it's actually funny because when we met, they're like, "Oh, what do you remember?" And everyone's like, "We have to think back, like, a far way."
Mm-hmm.
But I know one thing that I remembered for sure was being on Nickelodeon.
Oh.
We were on Nick News, and I was actually the speaker, and I just remember, like, watching it on TV, like, oh my gosh, I'm on TV, like, this is really a really cool thing. And we also were interviewed, like, on the radio at the Grotto.
Okay.
And my dad actually reminded me of this one, that they, in the process of our bill becoming a law, they were like, how does it feel to make a law? And they're like, we all were really offensive. We were like, no, it still has to go to the House. It's only passed through the Senate. So, I mean, we even got to remind people of how bill becomes right. law. And we took multiple field trips to the State House. I remember that.
Cool. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about your Newark High School experience or anything?
I would say just get involved. Okay. Especially because now in college you're going to want to get involved too. They always say that's one of the best ways because you're away from home. Mm-hmm. But I'd say start in high school too. And
definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cody Rivercombe. I'm a senior here at Newark High School.
Cody, what activities have you been involved in at Newark High School?
Since I've been in high school, it's just been ROTC.
Okay.
Well, junior ROTC. I've done color guard. I was on a drill team. I ran a drill team. And then last year, I was running the color guard.
Okay.
And then a little bit this year. So, I mean...
And, of course, through the color guard, you've gotten the chance to go. You do a number of competitions.
Yeah, we do.
And,
we have, I'm not sure the exact number of competitions throughout the year, but we usually go through and we have the mandatory ones we go to, which is there's one in Cleveland, there's one Delaware, and then there's the Westland competition. Those are three mandatory ones that we usually go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then... after that, we choose a couple more. There's like, I'd say about 10 competitions, 8-10 competitions throughout the year, and we choose about 5 of them, which 3 are already chosen for us. We do a lot of details also. We do all the football games here at home that are home, and same with the basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple weeks ago, probably like 3 weeks ago, somewhere around there, the crew, you know, the Columbus crew, yeah. Soccer team, they invited us to go hold out this big flag in their field. So about 20 cadets went to that.
Okay.
And I was one of them, which it was a pretty good experience. We did get offered to go back to Crew Stadium and do that again. But unfortunately, we have other plans for that day, so we couldn't go and do it.
What, going from our doing the detail at a football game or at a basketball game here in Newark, in front of maybe 1,000 or 1,500 fans to going to Columbus Crew in front of 17,000, or I know you're at the state basketball tournament in front of 10,000-12,000 people also. What was it like being out and being sort of the center of attention and showing off, representing Newark High School, representing the ROTC in front of so many people?
It was kind of scary a little bit. I'm not one to get nervous about a whole lot of stuff, but I got pretty nervous. But I mean, we did a great job. It was very energizing. Afterwards, I mean, we were told how great we did on all those details. The state and the crew told us. Actually, the crew told us that we were probably the best group that they had come and do the flag presentation out in the field. State was about the same way. We were the first color guard, junior ROTC color guard to go do that. And it was pretty, very amazing experience.
And then back to the competitions, you talked about the Cleveland competition. I know color guard, you had 2 color guards that were competing in that one, and they
yep.
placed first and second?
Yes, they did. I was very proud of them. It was the first competition of the year. And I was there, for guidance, if you will. I was very proud of them. They trained really, really hard, and they came out on top, which was very cool.
So in your duties and your position, you aren't necessarily in the color guards, but you sort of oversee them, help them practice.
As of now, yes. Okay. I did at the beginning of this year and last year, I was the color guard, overall color guard commander, which
okay.
the person who runs it all. But halfway through the year, I gave it to my deputy, who is now the color guard commander.
Okay.
But now my job is, it's not really a job in the unit. It's a job I took on to myself to be there to help them, guide them, train cadets that need to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's basically what I do now. It's just, I'm just here for support and guidance.
All right. Now, another part of ROTC, the program, is the different classes you take here. What, you know, academically, have you enjoyed that part of it also, getting to take some different sorts of subjects?
Yes. We've done an astronomy. There's another class. It's survival skills. Like, we go out, well, in the classroom, we're learning how to survive out in the wilderness or like, in certain situations. Last year was my year of survival training. And we went out to Camp O'Bannon, and we were doing some, like, pretty much buddy building routines or something like that. We had a crash site, and to see like what we've learned in the classroom we had to use out there. Mm-hmm. For example, we had to learn how to make a tourniquet out of anything, and present how we would use the tourniquet. And then we also had to read compasses and stuff like that. I believe it's called orienteering or something. Okay. It was fun. But astronomy, I've been interested in astronomy. We learned that here in the classroom. Actually, at the beginning of this year, I went to the observatory or whatever it's called over at Denison.
Okay.
And it was a group of cadets, the ones that made it, went there. It was very cool.
Cool. And now, being in the ROTC program, what, if you remember, have you been in it all 4 years?
I have.
What, were you attracted to the program? Were you suggested for it? What enticed you to?
Honestly, what enticed me to join Junior ROTC was my brother.
Okay.
Because when he was going here, he was in it. And then at first I wasn't really for it, but I saw my brother was in it, and then my dad told me that he was in the Army. I never knew my dad served until my eighth grade year, which is when my brother was in it and everything else. I thank my brother for that, because he's the one that got me interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me like the right faces, the left faces, the about faces. I just thought it was pretty cool. And then ninth grade came along, and I joined into it, and then I really got interested in it. And then, I mean, it's been great.
And it's also helping you prepare for what you're doing after high school. You are enlisting in the Army.
Yes. It is helping me prepare. I know a lot of stuff that, like, in here, you learn a lot of what you're going to learn at first when you join any military branch. Because, I mean, yes, it's an Air Force ROTC, but it doesn't mean you have to join the Air Force. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going into the Army. So, another cool thing is taking 4 years of Junior ROTC, you join the Army, you're already an E2. So that's two ranks higher than if you weren't in Junior ROTC, two ranks higher going in. So, I mean, that's pretty beneficial. Mm-hmm. In its own ways. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
Cool. Do you still have to go through basic training, and do you know when you're doing that yet?
I believe, like, what we're shooting for is 2 weeks after I graduate is when I go into basic. And then I have my schooling for MP, because that's what I'm going in there for, is military police.
Okay.
So, it's been a kind of tough ride, because I had to lose weight to meet the requirements to get MP, but I did it, so cool. I'm ready. And we're ready to just get me in there and enlist me and everything, so.
In terms of getting prepared, and you said you had to lose weight, have the instructors here, Master Sergeant and Lieutenant Colonel, how they help support you in that process?
Basically just being there. Like, because, I mean, I talked to Master Sergeant a lot about everything. And he'd give me some pointers here and there, like, eat this, it'll help you out, or do this, it'll help you lose some inches on your abdomen or something like that. I mean, and then I'd take their advice, and I'd go home, and I'd tell my mom or something, and we'd go do what we needed to do to get the ingredients or whatever we need to, and then we make it. I mean, it was pretty good, but I usually do a little bit of exercise in the morning, and then before I go to bed at night, I'll do a little bit of exercise during then too, and then, I mean, drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I was sad. They told me I couldn't drink sweet tea, and that's I drink that all the time, but I got to drink a lot of water now, so. But, yeah, I mean, it's just little things, and they're not going to hurt me at all if I have to get rid of them for a little while, so.
And last thing, graduation is quickly approaching. Are you excited about graduation, nervous about it, ready to move on to the next thing?
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I'm not really nervous about it because it's something that I've been looking for since ninth grade year. I've been telling myself I am going to graduate. I did hit a tough spot at one point, and I thought I wasn't going to graduate, but like I said, Master Sergeant's always there. He looked at me, he's like, "You're definitely going to graduate." And here I am, I'm sitting gold, ready to graduate. But I do look forward to graduation, very excited for it. And I'm also looking forward to what I'm going to do after graduation because I'm ready to do it. It's been a dream of mine for the last 4 years, so I'm glad I get to complete that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this seventh episode of the Newark City Schools podcast, and thank you to Cassie, Isaac, Savannah, and Cody for talking with me. Good luck to you and to all of the graduating seniors. This year's graduation program will be posted online the morning of graduation, again at 10 a.m. on Saturday, May 31st at Whitefield. If you are unable to attend, you can follow along on Twitter by following @Newark_schools or by visiting our website www.newarkcityschools.org to see the Twitter feed. The ceremony will also play on Channel 19 and YouTube throughout the summer. I'll be back next week with an episode all about A Call to College and its Providing Early Awareness and Knowledge, or PEAK, program. Have a great day. It's a great time to be a cat.